from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. It's concerning, says the chief of the paramedic service for Cochrane District, that the supervised drug injection service in Timmins is paused when the people who monitor the opioid crisis are in a state of red alert. That happened when it was recently recorded that the number of overdoses was on the rise, along with the presence of other substances cut into opioids. That's what has Jean Carrier worried.
Prior to the Safe Health site, we were seeing close to one fatality a week. So, you know, over 50 a year in the community our size, which prompted for the Safe Health site to open.
Provincial funding for supervised injection was cut off as of Monday, pending a broader study ordered by Associate Health Minister Michael Thibodeau. Microtransit is coming to Porcupine and South Porcupine on August 1st, at least for a six-month pilot period. The city's Public Works and Environmental Services Director, Ken Kersell, says you can book a ride from a spot near your home to a Timmins Transit bus stop. Transit is spending the rest of this month on an awareness campaign.
We have a large information web page going on at the city's website. We have some videos and explanations of how this works. We have some QR codes so you can download the app on your smartphone. You know, we have some mapping showing where the virtual bus stops will be.
You can hear more in the audio of our interview on MyTimmonsNow.com, and an open house is planned for July 25th at Northern College. A tentative deal has been reached to sell Thornlow cheese and its recipes to a Mississauga-based cheesemaker. AAA Cheese plans to build a new, more viable plant near the current location, along with a fresh food store, coffee shop or deli restaurant, party rooms, and outdoor space. The company plans to eventually employ more than 100 people, double the prior Thornlow Cheese employee count. Admitting it's an ambitious project, AAA says significant funding is required and a lot of work still has to be done. While the sale is expected to close next year with a new plant to open in 2027 or 28, the company is exploring the possibility of restoring limited interim cheesemaking at the current Thornlow plant using repurposed equipment. And it appears buying more to save is a frill. No Frills has announced its latest offer to bring affordability to your grocery cart. The discount grocer owned by Loblaws says stores across the country have removed the multi-buy promotion, like buying two items for $5 or $2.99 each, and have extended low prices to individual items. The company says customer feedback was loud and clear. They don't want to have to buy more to save. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.